Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Fanny, go Fanny, go Fanny, go Fanny.
I'm not dancing right now.
Come on, you've got the arm. You have got, I'm going to say it.
It's a local favorite. How can you not?
You have got Dick's T-shirt on. Dick's Hamburger Place.
Yes.
Yummy burgers.
For clarification.
Yummy burgers, yeah. Wow. Yeah, after an interview I did at the Northwest Women's Show, I have to be very clear and very careful. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I'm just shocked by the orange shirt, Friedman. My gosh.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that's what I was looking for right there.
Absolutely. Okay.
It's a beautiful thing. It is.
You very look really confident.
Good. You look really good in orange.
I'm going to write that
you
down.
Really
I'm
good
confident today.
I could see him like in an orange Speedo or something.
I don't
something.
Think everybody
that's
can
too
wear
confident.
An orange shirt like he does.
No,
that's being too
can.
Confident if I'm wearing an orange Speedo.
Wow, that is
hello,
definitely.
Lady.
Yep, there you go. Welcome, everybody. Yep, you know why we're talking about this? Why are we talking this trash?
I don't know. Good question.
I will tell you. Because today's show, I've been so looking forward to having the show with Dr. Friedman Chow. For those of you that are just tuning in for the first time, yeah, fasten your seatbelt. That's true. If this is the first time you're tuning into the Dr. Pat Show, yep, there's more to come. And by the way, we are not drinking any of the Red Bull that was being handed out for free. Did you get one, Benny?
I did. Okay. Brian hooked me up. Thank
did
you, Brian.
Did you have it yet?
I don't need one right now.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Dr. Friedman Chow never needs one. He's here joining me here today. It's like a little Energizer Bunny these days. You know, book, hot book coming out, CD series. He is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. This topic today, I hope he is ready for this. We got some guests in the studio, too. I think everybody's going to fire away at this one. He has been the creator of a fabulous personal breakthrough and empowerment program. He's been on the show now is one of our longest running guests on the show, bringing a wide range of topics. We've talked about so many things and we're not done yet. You know, this topic is about self-esteem. And so when Dr. Chow, you know, created that mind-body-spirit connection program, he created something that people could use. That he could use and help people understand what it is underneath all of the things that is really causing them to get stuck in life. And one of the things I think we've learned along the way, you know, in having these conversations with Dr. Friedman is basically that there are ways to get at just about anything. But you have to really be ready to get at it. You have to understand that you can get at it. And you have to believe that there is a way for you to have absolute, complete wellness, wholeness, and excel and thrive in life. And he helps us with that belief. Like today, we're going to be talking about self-esteem. I have to tell you, this is up for me right now.
Your self-esteem or just the subject matter?
I was asked by a bunch of my friends, Dr. Friedman, to go to the spa. The Olympia Spa.
Olympus?
What's it called? Olympus Spa.
Olympus.
Okay. Women only.
It is women only.
Very sad.
It is.
I mean. I think such a spa should exist for men as well.
Thank you. There you go.
Sure, well, why doesn't it? I don't get that.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Brian's going to look for that.
That's got to be something you.
All
I don't
spa.
Think we have one. They have them in New York, actually, for men. Okay. So, but, you know, here's what we're talking about. Self-esteem today. And, you know, part of this is being in a society, in a culture where we are under a microscope at a very mass level. You know, our pop culture, reality television, come on. You know, it doesn't get any more observable than that. And whether it's real or not, there are certain standards that are being set for people around self-esteem. You know, so here's the question. What is up with this? Why has our self-esteem been hit? Why do we lack confidence? And where does all this come from? If the belief is that we have a higher power and we're divinely aligned with that higher power, then we should have all the self-esteem that higher power has, right?
Well, we're also living in a free choice universe.
But you don't see me going to the spa.
You didn't?
I did not. Stop it, Kamisha.
Ooh, Kamisha
took a breath.
All right.
Well, you know, I think
there was something else going on with it, too.
I see.
Yeah. I probably have to come see you privately. But where, you know, let's talk about this. You know, why are we lacking so much out there when we have so many people in the world right now talking about confidence, self-esteem? What's the issue?
Well, I don't think that lack of self-esteem and confidence is new. I think that's something that people have been dealing with before reality shows, before internet, before the TVs. I mean, it's just a condition of the human being to sometimes feel insecure and not necessarily boast with confidence. Now, I agree, this modern pop culture doesn't make it easier.
No.
And part of the reason is that all of a sudden we believe what defines us being good enough are these exterior criteria. You have to have the perfect body, six-pack and whatever. You have to be young. You have to have money. All these kind of things that really don't matter for self-esteem. Now, in my work, I always notice that those people who have everything and they should be confident are often the most insecure, which proves that these things don't necessarily replace something that comes from within, which is confidence and self-esteem. Confidence and self-esteem are feelings, and it's an attitude and belief towards yourself. And it has nothing to do with outside circumstances. It's really just a matter of what do we feel and how do we identify ourselves?
Well, but the problem with that is that, you know, we are so now immersed in, you can't hide. I mean, honestly, you can't hide. There's no way to hide. You know, cell phones, clicking away. I mean,
that's a limiting belief. I think you can turn your cell phone off. You can quit Twitter and Facebook.
No, I'm not talking about my cell phone. I'm not talking about my cell phone.
Right.
For example, we did the Northwest Women's Show. Uh-huh. And, people were taking pictures and videotaping on cell phone.
Wow.
The next day I saw myself on somebody's Facebook, YouTube thing. I don't even know who this person is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know who they are. I was at my best, I will tell you that. That was good. But you know what I'm saying. That's what I mean by you can't hide.
Okay.
It's not like I want to hide. I mean, it's
right.
Like we now have a different world where you have to be very mindful. And that may be a limiting belief. Bring it on.
I totally believe that this is just an opportunity to not care what other people are thinking. Which is really absolutely important.
Benny.
I mean, you know, this is one of those things
where you know he was going to say that?
The more you're visible, the more people, you know, will fall into the trap and wonder, oh, do they agree with me? Do they like me? Do I look good enough? And yeah, it's challenging, but this is just a reminder. And maybe that's easier now because you just cannot avoid it necessarily. Like you said, you think you are always visible. Well, this is even more important to firmly be rooted inside of yourself. And not care, and really care more about what you believe about yourself than what other people believe.
You know, I had a friend that I was telling this little story to. I have some very interesting friends. And I just was telling this little story, right? But, you know, and you could hear a silence in the phone. Then all of a sudden you hear something. I think this is a Will Smith line out of that movie Independence Day. And all you heard was, you know what? You are not all that much. You know, it was like something like that. It was like, I could hear, you are not all that much. And I'm like, you're right. You know, what she was saying is, you know, there's a part of this that is just our society.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we adjust to this? You know, how do we adjust to living in a world where if you don't own the right sneakers, you're not wearing the right brand, you're a kid going to school. You know, you've got to have the latest and greatest, whether it costs $200 or not. Where did those people pull themselves up? How do we do that?
Well, I think we have to stop reading the People's Magazine and, you know, looking at what other people are doing and start looking at ourselves.
Oh, my God. I had to read the Hunger Games are coming out. I had to read that last one.
Well, and that's, you know, all fine and good if you do it when you're in the waiting room sitting there. But people thrive so much by living vicariously and thinking about, oh, this person has this, so I should be having that too. And, you know, of course, the media and our economy just being basically fed by consumerism doesn't necessarily help. So you have to have the newest iPad as if the iPad 2 doesn't really work enough, you have to have the next iPad.
I mean, right.
Why? So there is something about also that we
well,
have
why?
To... Exactly,
why?
Because...
Because it's
is...
cool. No, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
And you have to be cool.
I've got to have the coolest one.
Now, the problem with, you know, and I think that's really true, there is this identification yeah. with things that make you feel cool and worthy, and especially if they cost a lot of money and they have been in the media mm-hmm. a lot. Mm-hmm. But is that really who you are? And so what I'm saying is we have to turn a little bit more towards the mirror and look at ourselves and say, okay, who am I if I don't have the iPad, the sneakers, the coolest clothes? Can I still find something valuable and worthy inside of myself? And usually these things you find, if you look closely, are those things that are timeless. They don't run out. You don't have to have a 2.0 version of yourself. You just have to find a way to find what you are and what's really, what's the gift and mm-hmm. what's the treasure of who you are.
It is. It's an interesting dynamic we're going to talk about because you got to set us straight here. I mean, it's really important.
I'm happy to do that.
I went shopping, like, what was it, before the holidays. So I went shopping for, like, a holiday right. thingy that I was going to, you know, I know everybody says wear more color. Okay, so I'm going out and I'm getting more color. Not quite in the orange realm, but, you know, I got magenta and blue. So I go in the store, like one of our boutique stores, and you go in there and I'm looking around. The woman says, what size are you? I said, well, you know, I don't know. I lost some weight. I said, I think I'm a 12, though. You know, and she looked at me and she said, oh, she said, I don't know if you're a 12. I think you look smaller than that. And I said something like, I've never been smaller than a 12. And she said something to me, something like, oh, you had to be growing up as a child. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? When I came out, I was a size 14. End of story. Because I don't have a skinny childhood. I came out chubby. You know, my first bra started when I was a young age. Why? Because you can't play stickball, you know, hanging all out in the middle of the Bronx. So just comments like that and things that you do. And these are the things that we're hit with every day. Now, I will tell you that I did have a little self-esteem boost. So I got through that and actually bought the clothes. But I did think about, have I ever been smaller than a 12? And it stayed with me for a really long time until I had to ask my best friend, do you remember me when I was smaller than a 12? And I think she said, no, not really. Let's take a short break. Dr. Friedemann Chow joining us here today. We've got a really cool giveaway for everybody. You know, how about these old beliefs? What are some of the old beliefs that you have? We're going to talk about them when we come back. I know I have one. And it's one that's been a challenge for me in my life. If you want to call in and get some help around self-esteem, you could do that right now. 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, Dr. Friedemann's got a very super giveaway for everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples in exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
What would happen if your vibration would create optimal health for you and your loved ones? Not only an absence of disease, but vitality, flexibility, aliveness and passion in your body. Wouldn't you love to feel the pulsations of life circulate in you? The essence of gratitude may support you in creating this optimal state of being that you long for. Find out more about how to apply gratitude in your daily life in the book Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude, and allow yourself to live out fully. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your copy of the book Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at www.explorationgratitude.com.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Now we're going to talk about self-esteem because Benny has now played disco music.
But I'm good
so
enough,
now
and
I remember,
I'm smart enough, and so, doggone it, people like me, Pat.
Dang, yeah, yippee. Reminding me of my disco days. You want to talk about a walk on the wild side of self-esteem. Grow up in the disco era. Wow. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. We've got some in-studio guests as well. We're talking about self-esteem. You know, this is an enormous topic, and you can hear us joke a little bit about it. But, you know, honestly, for most people that are really hit in that area, it affects you for your entire life. You know, things that happen when you're young, when you're older, it doesn't matter. Those are cellular, Dr. Friedemann, right? I mean, that's cellular wisdom. That's why we're talking about it. They get embedded in our cells. So before we bring our in-studio guest on for just a great statement question, I want to have you tell folks on what the giveaway is today.
Well, basically, there is an exercise, and we're going to talk more about what this exercise entails and what it means. But it's an exercise that can help you on a daily basis to really ingrain a bigger and better sense of self, creating an identity that is more built upon that belief of I am actually an excellent person. I do love and appreciate myself. Whatever we come up with in here in the show as a new belief or whatever you come up with when you work on those things at home will need to be ingrained and installed on the level of the subconscious and on the level of the cellular memory. So, you know, there's something about we cannot just turn a light switch and say, oh, now I have confidence and I see myself completely different. No, you have to work on it. And there are certain steps that I want to help people with to understand that need to be taken to really find the confidence and self-esteem. It's not an intellectual mathematical problem. It's something that's much deeper than that. But there are ways to do that. And I see this every day with the people I work with. People can change their minds about themselves. They can find that confidence within themselves. And as I said before, it is really independent of how you look. It's independent of how much money you might have. It's independent of what gadget you possess. But you have to work on it. And especially with all these outside pressures we are right now pretty much bombarded with, we have to do extra careful and deliberate work on maintaining the self-esteem and not losing our identity in whatever the media tells us how we should be and how we should look and all these kind of things. And these are the steps we want to talk about. And so the exercise is something you can receive. It's very simple. It's something you can do every day. It involves your entire body. Simply send us an email at info, I-N-F-O, at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom in one word, .com. And automatically, you will also be a part of a raffle that I will give away two free self-hypnosis CDs that are called Be You, Boost Your Confidence and Self-Esteem. And, you know, self-hypnosis is one of those ways where you can work directly with your subconscious to boost your confidence. You get the messages that you have never heard as a child in those CDs, and they sink into your mind and become yours if you listen to them often enough. And you can even sleep with them. It doesn't really matter. Your subconscious gets it anyhow. So it's a very simple way for you to build something that you may have never had created before.
So all you do is just send Dr. Friedman an email at info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at cellularwisdom.com. So are we ready for a question?
So it's somewhat a question and it's somewhat a statement.
Introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is Shanae Patterson. What I think about when I hear you talk about self-esteem is there's definitely a huge self element in it, but a lot of the other things that you mentioned also are indicative of the fact that there's something else outside of self. So when I hear people talk about self-esteem, I think that what gets minimized is the fact that it takes something else to help cultivate that. So be it the resources, the information that you're talking about, even the hypnosis exercise, you have to have a community or some information or something that helps you get there. And so there's something else outside of self that we need that really cultivates our belief system and how we feel about ourselves and changing that mind frame, having that paradigm shift.
I agree. And, you know, and I think that outside of the self still needs to support the self. You know, this is what I mean with trying to find more self-esteem by cool clothes or things that you buy or things that people tell you. It's really very important that we are focusing, even when we have help from the outside, on ourselves. And so, you know, there's something we talked about, the subconscious as that key to it. Now, the way we are programmed by the media is that there is a very conditional acceptance of self. Only if you have a certain size, only if you have certain criteria fulfilled, you are able to accept yourself or show yourself. And that's something we have to break through. And that's only something we can break through with focusing on self and really basically looking at the truth. And you're right. If you have a community, if you have friends and family that support you in that, that's perfect. My concern is with what happens with these big friends, communities, Facebook and so on, is that it actually creates the opposite. You have to have the coolest story. You have to have the coolest, thing to share. Otherwise, you better shut up and don't show up. And there's something, again, that's not really authentic. That's not really reality. And you talk about reality. The question is, what is reality? Is reality what we are told we should see as such? Or is reality what we are creating? And the beauty about the subconscious is when you really understand it, everything we are seeing is basically our own creation. We are making it up. I can look in the mirror and have a bad hair day and I say, oh my God, what's that? And I can wake up in the morning and have like somehow a spring in my step and I look so great and I feel like, wow, I look like Daniel Craig. And the problem is that it's not anything that is from the outside visible. It's only from the inside.
You kind of do, by the way.
You know, I was just thinking that.
Wow. You're like his stunt double or something like that. Literally. Like, now I'm kind of like, he really does. Look at that.
Exactly.
Am I not right?
I'm his hand double.
That is exactly right.
Exactly.
You know, wow. Okay, so let's talk about some of the pings, though. I mean, you know, and what I look at is, you know, some of the pings we take early on in life and then as we get older and now in the workplace. And I mentioned this to you. This is why, for me, the next show really has to take on what's going on in this country right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are going to have an enormous challenge and have in front of them now. You know, when you take away somebody's home, when you strip them of, you know, everything they thought was part of the dream that they've accomplished, when you do that within a family setting, now it affects the family, the children and so forth. We are not talking about the global effect in this country that we have now had on self-esteem within the family unit and now the community and so forth, so on. You know, entire communities that used to be at the top of the manufacturing food chain in this country are now looked at as slums. And, you know, there's a recovery process that has to happen here.
Right.
And I just don't see that connection happening. So how do you get in and begin to look at this, especially if something has happened in the outside world to really cause you to feel less than? And that can even be an abusive relationship, because along with these economic conditions has been a whole rise in verbal, physical, abuse in families.
You know, and these are definitely difficult circumstances. There's no question about it. And sometimes you have to say, well, I don't have the space to really work on myself. I have to first survive.
And, that's right. And that's, okay, good point.
You know, and that's important. We can, but sometimes we are going to the extremes. And what we have to look at, that the majority is still somewhat in survival mode, although, you know, they are surviving. And they're cruising along, and, you know, most people are just going. I have people that tell me, you know, oh, great, last year is over. Well, maybe we're going to make the next year. It's not that they're struggling. It's simply that they're not really aware and really tapping into what else can I really make out of my life? How can I learn more about myself? So I think the most people are a little complacent these days, and unfortunately also distracted by whatever is going around us. So my suggestion is to realize confidence and self-esteem is not something we can feed ourselves with unless we are looking at what is actually holding us back. What is actually that limiting belief that doesn't allow us to have confidence? You know, most people feel like, oh, I want to have more confidence, so what should I do? Well, let's look at it, why you don't have more confidence. What do you actually believe about yourself? What is this inner identity you have? You know, when you want to have more confidence, it's a little bit like, you know, you have a car with flat tires and you take, you know, a super octane gas and push the accelerator and think, oh, I'm going to overcome the flat tires. No, it doesn't work. So you have to first look at the tires. So let's look at your limiting beliefs. And how do you find out your limiting belief? And
all right. How do you find out? Because I want to tap into a couple of mine.
Yeah. And it's very simple. There are three angles you can go for.
All right.
One is, just listen to what you're telling yourself on a daily basis.
I got that one covered.
It's very interesting.
Kamisha's all over that, too.
If you take notes and you see, all right, what am I saying? Just write down 10 of your negative thoughts every day. Negative thoughts are not only about yourself. You may say, well, I'm never saying anything bad about myself. I read all about it. I don't do those things. Well, maybe you're saying negative things about your bank account, or you're saying negative things about the neighbor, or you're saying negative things about your car. It can be things that still make you feel negative and that make you realize that you have a limiting thinking.
Okay, I'm on this.
Okay, once you do that, then you can, let's do it for a week. And then you can see, okay, there are certain patterns that repeat themselves over and over again. And then you already have an indication of, okay, my pattern, my theme may be around smartness, or maybe around not capable of making more, or not looking good enough, or not being completely measuring up or acceptable.
Can I give you one that we can work on when we come back? Because this has come in now from our listeners a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, it is probably and it comes in different ways. Okay. It doesn't always come in this directly, but it comes in this way. And it has to do with age.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with I'm too young or I'm too old. You know, I mean, it's not just on the old edge, you know, the older edge, the more seasoned edge. But right now what's happening is you have a very fast growing population of people seem to be in the older realm of things that are absolutely without jobs. Number one barrier to get jobs, according to information that we've gotten, it's really tough. So age now has become an interesting thing that affects self-esteem in people that have never had self-esteem problems before. Certainly Joan Rivers is not one of them. I was watching that fashion show the other day. She's 78 years old.
And she has a huge age problem. How many times did she have plastic surgery? How many times did she hide her age by trying to look younger? She looks like some plastic person. She doesn't look like a real person according to her age.
70. I know.
So
I'm
think she
you.
Is running away from her age. Yes, yeah, she has all the energy in the world, but I'm
but
not.
But you know, can I tell you something? She's running away from her age all the way to the bank. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Do you know? And do you know? Do you know? Do you know what it feels like?
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Yeah, for those of you out there that are emailing me that you want to see Dr. Friedman, and so we have to move the camera. That would be Benny's job, I think, to do that.
Yeah, but I've explained, like, we're at the widest angle of shot in the room, so he'd have to slide down the counter. And
okay.
He doesn't really want to go anywhere right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think it's a self-esteem
yeah,
issue.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're working through today on.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, before we get going into this, tell everyone one more time about the giveaway, because it's a really cool one.
It's a really wonderful exercise for you to build self-esteem, to work on yourself. It's good for you to just every day direct and guide your subconscious and your mind in the direction that you want to go versus looking always at that limitation that you may have felt for a long time. And it's called the Empowerment Accelerator. And what you need to do is simply email us at info@cellularwisdom.com. Just say radio or something in the subject line. You're going to be a part of a raffle also to potentially win one of two self-hypnosis CDs that are called Be You.
So today, I mean, we're talking about self-esteem. It's such an important topic, you know, and I think, Kamisha, you had a question about this because and it really talks to sort of, you know, the internal versus external and, you know, the effects that happen at the cellular level because they do. You know, whether it's, you know, a comment that tells you you're just wonderful or you look like Daniel Craig or, you know, a comment that your boutique salesperson says to you about your size. It, you know, it kind of pings you. And I think we're all human. I know for me, growing up stuttering, overcoming that, not just when I stopped stuttering, But every time I get in front of an audience, every show I do, every once in a while, you'll hear me stutter a little bit. I will say like two times or something like that. And, you know, at the cellular level, it's like a little ping. Now, I've learned some tools to move beyond it. But when you're criticized or when you're praised, those things go somewhere. Kamisha, did you want to ask a question?
Right. Well, I'm going to be raising a child, and I was just thinking when you guys were speaking about how it is at a cellular level. When we're kids, even if we have, you know, our parents that are amazing and telling us we're amazing, we're awesome, we're talented, but then we go to school and all these kids, because you have that positive affirmative, you know, belief, are like dogging you and downing you and really trying to make you feel like, no, you're not, because they haven't gotten that at home. How do you then reach your children now, especially with the reality shows and all the stuff that you're talking about that totally is true, at that cellular level, so that they understand? And I know Shanae was talking about you have to use community as a force as well. How do you know, and when you're a kid, so that when you get to be an adult, it just is easier to be able to cultivate that?
Well, I think, first of all, your parents or your mom did the right thing. I think it's important to really install the belief that you're amazing and that you're wonderful. And I'm not really sure if the kids really bullied you because you had this belief or if they would have bullied you anyhow. I mean, you know, many kids get bullied when they are totally insecure. They already come to school like the odd kids, and they especially get then harped upon. So, you know, a positive belief or a negative belief don't necessarily affect you if you get bullied or not. But then, you know, as you said, your mother was also telling you don't take these things personally. Now, what you notice is that those beliefs that your mother gave you were in contrast to the beliefs that these children gave you. And you probably thought what? That you were not good enough,
right?
Or
exactly.
That there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's installed in the subconscious. And that's kind of the second place that I told you. First, you do your self-talk, and then look into your past and see what beliefs were I told in the past. Not the positive ones. I'm looking for those that, you know, okay, this made an impact on me. It made an impact on me that there are other kids, you know, bullying me or telling me I'm odd or I'm fat or I'm this or that. And just really write those down as well. Now, as a parent, you have to know you will never do everything perfect.
Right. Okay.
And at the end of the day, I believe that we are on our path to really find ourselves, and you can only do what you in that moment believe this child needs. Now, I know that it's a mistake to always say you're perfect without really giving any reason why.
Right.
You know, just having this, oh, I love you and I think you're the best child in the world, but the child never had anything to hold on to why it is. You know, so there needs to be also a measured approach in terms of giving positive confirmation.
Okay.
So if you do, you know, you want to feel unconditionally loved.
Right.
But what did you identify yourself with when your mother said you're great? I mean, did you know why she thought you were great, or was it just this in general, she just loves me?
No, she was really good at, you know, I love your art, you're great,
yeah,
whatever.
Perfect.
You know, so definitely.
Do you love your art?
That. Absolutely.
Exactly.
I love her art.
Well, and that's what you see, you know.
I
these
have her
beliefs,
art up on my wall.
And these beliefs stuck, you know.
Right.
So these things you can do very well. Mm. But a parent cannot protect a child 24/7, you know, hover over it and, you know, do helicopter parenting.
Right.
And just making sure nothing going to, you know, happen
like
to
that,
this person.
So it's
also something that, you know, maybe that struggle with my childhood was the biggest catalyst for me to grow.
That's a good point.
Because I really believe limiting beliefs are not anything that we have to avoid in our lives. They can actually be the leverage we need to find ourselves. They can be the incentive that says, you know, I don't like how this feels. I don't like when I look in the mirror and I have negative thoughts. I want to like myself more. And then you are more motivated to work on yourself. So the third place you want to go, so you go to your childhood, you go to your self-talk, and then you go to your feelings. Because your feelings are ultimately that what the subconscious sends you as messages. You know, these quick thoughts come from the subconscious. We're not thinking bad about ourselves deliberately necessarily. Often they are just popping up from deep within. But there is something about our feelings and can give us even more indications. So when you go across the hallway and your colleague frowns, And you feel in that moment, I want to sink in the floor because, you know, it makes you feel ashamed. You take it personally. These are moments that you want to really take in and realize what's going on there. What does that feeling mean? You can translate the feeling in a thought and say, well, I mean that the person doesn't like me, or what did I do wrong now, or any kind of those thoughts, which, again, all together give you, it's like a tree. You have all these little branches that tell you, okay, there is a symptom, there I feel bad, there I feel self-conscious. But at the end, you're going to find the root. And the root is usually a belief that is covering all these other little symptoms. And very often, I would say 50% of the time, people just fundamentally believe they are not good enough. Huh. And that's just a belief. When you actually are able to address that belief, you have addressed so much in your life automatically, and it makes a huge difference.
I've been interviewed a bit now because, you know, like you, I'm putting a book proposal out there and launching The Epic World. And somebody asked me a question about age. And I think it was around my birthday. And they asked me a question about how I felt about age in our society. And I went into a monologue, and this is what I said. You ready? 80 is the new 70, 70 is the new 60, 60 is the new 50, 50 is the new 40, 40 is the new 30, 30 is the new 20. So if you do that mathematically, 80 is the new 20. I don't know how to answer the age question. So that's what I came up with, a little mathematical equation. But think about it. That's what's in our society. 80 is the new, the people are saying 80 is the new 70.
Right.
Well, why can't 80 be the new 20? So it's kind of this thing that we're doing is 80s to 70s. Honestly, you go on there and that's it. Jennifer Aniston turns 40. Oh, 40 is the new 30. You know, what's her face? The model turns 50. Oh, 50 is the new 40. When you put it mathematically, then 80 is really the new 20. But this is what we're caught up with around age. Let's take a short break when we come back. Age and self-esteem. How do you overcome that one when that's the kind of thing that you hear about every day, every birthday, every milestone, every time you fill out a form, you go to the movies now and you're a senior. You can actually get a senior discount.
Awesome.
Right.
I think movies are too expensive anyhow. That's great. I can't wait.
The over 60 statistic on Match.com is a mess. So how do we get over this? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is for y'all, the remix.
Said I know that it's somebody's birthday tonight somewhere. And I know somebody's gonna celebrate.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mtheholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
This is for y'all. Remix.
Said I know that it's somebody.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. Dr. Friedman Chow joining us here today, taking on self-esteem. It is a very important conversation and topic. You do hear us having a little fun with it, but I will tell you that it's a make or break conversation. And the reason it is because, you know, we all have dreams. We all have things we want to accomplish and achieve. And as my mother used to say to me, get out of your own way. It's just one of the many things she used to say. But part of that is, you know, understanding how we do get in our own way. And that's what Dr. Friedman's joining us here and talking with us about today. Self-esteem. Now, before the break, I brought up the A word. I brought the A word up because it is. I did do that monologue on somebody else's show because it is, you know, the question about age is very complex in a lot of ways. And I also think that if you're really looking at what you're talking about, you're going to have some beliefs, no?
Well, you know, I have to say at some point we have to be courageous and really say, we cannot buy into what we are told. I don't even think that age really matters at all. I mean, this old saying, where is the old saying, like, you are as old as you feel like it? Why do we have to now talk about, I am this, or this person is that? That means that she is getting old, that she will not probably find somebody, or whatever those things are that we are associating with it. I mean, there is something about this quantifying of who you are that we have to break out from. And really saying, okay, my age is my personal issue and or not issue, and it doesn't really matter, and I don't have to necessarily think about it twice. I believe what we do with ourselves is that we are programming ourselves to already feel, oh, I'm 50, that means I'm probably going to gain weight, I probably will not work out anymore, I'm probably going to have these aches and pains, and then we are actually subconsciously creating that pattern, and it leads to that. So my suggestion would be for you to really focus more on what is it, what you actually do want. And this is what I want to talk about. There is something about, you know, we can get all hooked into these exterior criteria, but what's at the core of it, as we said, is the not good enough. And if you don't feel good enough, then, you know, of course, age will play a big role and everything else we talked about will play a big role. So how can we change that? Now, obviously, it's a very complex topic which goes way beyond what the time we have left here is, but I'm going to give you already something to start with. And what I want you to think about is that there are three ways we are programming our subconscious to start thinking differently about ourselves. And that means we have to start working and talking with the subconscious in its language. And what that means is that you are taking this old belief, okay, I'm not good enough, and you decide, what do I actually want to believe instead? What is a belief that I feel like would really serve me? Now, don't come up with a, I am good enough, because that's not necessarily strong enough. Let's go further than that. You can say, you know, I want to have certain qualities. That's what I want to focus on. I am confident or capable or I'm calm or I'm centered or I have everything it takes for me to create the life I want. Just come up with a sentence that sounds intriguing. You don't have to believe it yet. That's not a new belief. You know, a new belief is something you actually don't believe yet, but it needs to be enticing. It needs to be something you really want to grow into.
Like juicy.
Juicy, exactly.
Do you have an I am, a juicy I am, Benny?
Not like that one, though.
Juicy I am?
I am awesome.
I am a rock star.
No, I don't.
You are a rock star?
No, just keep it simple.
He doesn't need
it. You want to keep it simple?
Thank you. Again.
Yes. Wow.
Superb with the shirt. I'm juicy. Without the juicy, I'm here. Yeah, I'm being me.
Wow.
So once you have that sentence that you want to grow into, let's take it to the subconscious and present it to the subconscious. And the way you do that is you're just going to say, okay, if I would believe that, what would I feel? So I would feel happy. I would feel calm when I go to work. I would feel excited when I have a new project I'm taking on. I would feel, confident when I go to an interview. I look forward. So you're just going to play it in your mind and look for the emotions you associate with it. Now, some would say, well, how do I know that I have those emotions? Well, we all had a whole range of emotions. No matter how miserable you think you have been for most of your life, you had good, confident days as well. And you just want to go back to those days and you want to feel, okay, I remember when I did my first dunking in basketball, or I remember when, you know, I was standing up there and receiving my high school diploma. That's when I really felt confident and good about myself. Those feelings are there. These are your resources. Now link those feelings by thinking about those times with those thoughts, with a new belief. Now, the next thing you want to do is you want to find the internal image of yourself that would actually show you that's the person I want to be. And that's not the person.
Can you say more about that?
Yes.
Because I've followed you right up to that point.
Right.
Right? You know, I got the feeling. You know,
the feeling, you have the thought.
First time I hit that table tennis ball at 120 miles an hour, I'll never forget
that.
That's
a little vertically challenged, so she hasn't also put the dunking a basketball into her mind frame either. So, yeah. Nor have I, and I'm 6'1". So,
but how do you do that last part? Because I think that last part is so important.
Right.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, what a lot of people do is that they then see the ideal self. That means, oh, yeah, that's someone that has 50 pounds less, is 20 years younger, and has a Porsche. Now, that's not what you want to look at. What you want to look at is the person that is exuding that energy and that belief.
Okay.
And really stands like that, has a big smile on their face, has this energy, and has all those qualities that you want. For example, the qualities with, you know, you said you go to the store and somebody asks you for your size and you just feel great. And you say, yeah, I am this. And you have this big energy around yourself that is completely confident. So it's about this inner image of what you already have, but it's coming out of you. It's actually something where you're expanding to be the person who you want to be. I mean, there are people, you know, you would say, well, they have so much confidence. And I don't know exactly why, but they exude confidence. We know those people. Everybody has an example where you think, well, that's not the best looking person. That's not the person who has really a lot of success in their work. I saw a documentary about a guy who was in charge of these, you know, these porta potties, the Blue Johns. And, you know, he puts them up in rock concerts and then at the end he puts them down. He had the biggest personality and the greatest sense of pride in his work and had so much confidence in what he was doing. So it didn't really matter what it was he was doing, which, you know, most people say, I don't want to do this job. But what he was exuding was remarkable. And that's why they did a documentary about this guy, because he had that energy. So it's more about that, what you really feel inside that you want to see in this picture. Once you see that picture, and you have to try it on, you want to actually get into the body posture. And you notice then, well, you know, usually when I walk, I have my shoulders hanging down, my face in a little frown, or I'm looking all stern, and I don't really breathe very deeply. I breathe very fast and shallow because I'm always nervous. So if you actually go into the physiology that's matching this internal picture, and you're feeling, okay, now I'm standing exactly like confidence feels like, I'm breathing like it, I have my face like it, it's unbelievable how fast you actually feel that. You can even imagine the person, you know, that you know is confident and you want to match that person. You want to model that person. in that moment, your subconscious says, oh, we are going to be confident right now. Okay, let's do that. And in that moment, you have created a choice. You know, you have now a choice between the old ways of feeling not good enough and a new way. It doesn't mean that you automatically always choose a new way. This is why this exercise that I'm going to give away today is so important, that you can actually now more pave the road for the new way. But it's something that you now have a choice to say, I don't have to automatically go into one direction. I can choose a new direction. And choice is power. And that's really all that we need to start this process.
What a great show. Dr. Friedemann Chaub, one more time, everybody, if you want to be part of the raffle, just give him a shout. Just send him an email, info@cellularwisdom.com, info@cellularwisdom.com. I'm going to start practicing this today, like right now, around writing my book, right? All right, everybody, let's we'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples in exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Chaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
What would happen if your vibration would create optimal health for you and your loved ones? Not only an absence of disease, but vitality, flexibility, aliveness, and passion in your body. Wouldn't you love to feel the pulsations of life circulate in you? The essence of gratitude may support you in creating this optimal state of being that you long for. Find out more about how to apply gratitude in your daily life in the book Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude, and allow yourself to live out fully. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your copy of the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at www.explorationgratitude.com.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.